exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
Speaking of talent, we have got the divine Maps Maponyane.
You mean Rob Maponyane?
In the studio with us. Welcome to The Drive with Rob and Roz.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. It's great. It's my first time on The Drive with Rob and Roz. Hey. So I'm really, really excited.
We're so happy to have you.
Yeah, it's good to have you, dude. How have you been?
I've been so good. I've been so, so good. It's been one of those where you are getting very little rest, but you are also very busy with things that you love, and it's exhausting, but you're having a good time, and so no new complaints.
I was going to say, it sounds like par for the course for you, to be honest.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tell us about this new show, dude. It's coming back, and like Perfect Picture, what's the vibe?
Yeah, so it's coming back bigger and better. It's a season two of Perfect Picture, and I'm really, really looking forward to, being a part of it. I've loved being a part of it and looking forward to seeing it come to life on air. And it is starting this Sunday at 5 p.m. on ETV. And it's just been a really fun journey. It's something that's been really impressive. You know, when I was asked to do the show and what the whole concept was, it sounded pretty cool. Mm. But I was like, how are we going to pull this off that well? Now, I'm saying this off that well for context. The Perfect Picture is the show that is really, really cool, that is actually quite huge in the Netherlands. It's on season 9 in the Netherlands. It's become, I think it's actually even more than season 9 in the Netherlands. It's become like a household show that everyone makes sure they watch religiously. And it's a show that starts off with 10 contestants, and they all go through a series of photography challenges on a weekly basis, usually just 2 challenges. And then one person gets eliminated each week, kind of Survivor style. And then it goes until the last person, and you win a grand prize and added equipment from in this case, Canon. So in our show, grand prize, 150,000 rand in cash, and then 100,000 rand in Canon gear.
Wow.
And we've got celebrity contestants this season, and it's going to get very, very interesting. I think the viewers will really, really love it. I've had a lot of fun doing it, and going back to kind of the bookmark that I put in starting the story, when I was asked to do it, I was like, okay, but you know, how cool can we make this show? Like, how cool can it really get? It's gonna be photography challenges. We kind of get the unfortunate reputation of cutting on a lot of budget for challenges and things like that in general for shows here. You know, it's like, how can we do this thing in the cheapest way? But honestly, Canon and the whole team, the production team, did not hold back at all. I mean, some of my favorite challenges were, there were car to car challenges where we were on a racetrack and we shot these cars going at full speed, supercars, on the back of another car. And then we were in these RV7 aircrafts, the acrobatic planes that do, you know, all the shows and everything.
Wow.
And all the contestants got in the planes and had their kind of whole training course to be able to shoot them from planes to planes to get the best shot of that. You know, things that are like proper, full on photography assignments. You know, it's not just, okay, take a selfie and do this and do that. There's this beautiful gradual incline of these great challenges, and it starts from portraits to flat lays, all the way up to massive set explosions and action kind of photography, where you're getting these movie scenes in between them, these action movie scenes, and then as I said, the planes, and so much more, and it just gets more and more exciting. So it was fun to be a part of, and it was great to be a show that of that caliber, and that was that exhilarating.
Is photography,
as you can hear, I'm still out of breath doing
it. Sounds like it's just taking your breath away. Yeah. But is photography something that you, as Maps, is interested in?
Absolutely love. And you know what? It was hard not being one of the contestants and just watching them. I was itching the whole time. Ask
like,
anyone
you're
on
doing
set.
That wrong. Don't do it like that.
100%. And it was hard not to make those comments often as well. You know, you just kind of nudge one of them and be like, I wouldn't if I was you. I don't know if that's going to get you through to the... But if you want, yeah, go for it. I mean, each to their own. But I don't know if it's going to be the standard that they're looking for. But
when the host on the show looks directly at camera and just gives an eyebrow.
There's a lot of that. There's a lot of that. Of like, okay,
cool.
I mean, whatever works for you.
I would never have thought if I was putting together a photography challenge to be like, yeah, let's put them in a plane and throw them around the sky and make them take photographs of other planes.
Yeah.
Like, that's really cool.
No, it's very, very cool. And it made it super worthwhile. And the contestants, a lot of fun too. People like John Boynton Lee, La Cizwe, Anele Zondo, the wonderful singer. We had Nomvelo, Makanya, who's just so, so awesome as well. Lots of great different personalities all gelling. We had Ivan Roo, who is a great photographer, who showed some really great skills. So he's definitely been challenging a lot of the contestants and himself. And it's been cool to see everyone progress from this kind of start out amateur hobbyist because of the show, because none of them have picked up a camera as well before the show.
Oh, great.
And then how they all learn all the intricacies of what they need to take into account. The ISO, the depth of field as a result, the composition, the lighting, all of that, and bring it together to try find that perfect picture.
Do you think as viewers we're going to learn something from it?
Absolutely. And I think that's what's exciting about it. And I think that's what's clever, what Canon have done with the show. Because I think of, I thought of the reason, so what makes something like this a good idea for a brand? And I think what's clever for them is that they're able to show, if this is something you're interested in and it's something that you're willing to take up as a possible passion, then it actually, if you apply yourself and you really put in the work and you really are dedicated to learning, you can actually really start to find your own style, and that you can be able to take it on with a lot of commitment and actually become a pretty good photographer as a result. And it's really not something that is for, I don't know, something that is completely out of reach. Yeah. And that if you actually just apply yourself, you can actually make it work. And I think it makes it accessible to everyone, which is awesome.
And we also want to know what else you are busy with, because it seems like we really lucked out getting you physically into the studio here today, because you just seem to be such a busy guy. What is the reason for all that busyness?
So I've been really, really lucky with a lot of work both locally and internationally lately, and also has been has obviously led to quite a bit of traveling. So a few exciting projects on the go, both within the entertainment space and then a couple in the entrepreneurial side for me, which I'm quite excited about. From the entertainment side, I just had a new movie that came out about a month and a half, 2 months ago, called Courting Anati, which is quite fun. I say a new movie that came out, finally behind the scenes as a producer, exec producer as well. And that was directed by the great Akin Omotoso, who's been doing phenomenally, kind of also taking over Hollywood there. He just did the biopic for Yanis Atetinkumpo, called Rise, which did phenomenally well on Disney. So it was really, really great. And he was also the director for the first film I ever acted in as well, Tell Me Sweet Something, many years ago. So it was like a great full circle. And it was also like a great story of perseverance for us, because we shot that just before we went into COVID. And it only came out 2 months ago because of all the different challenges that came with that period. So, you know, patience has been quite a big thing in that. But to finally see it come out and come together has been really awesome. And then been doing I had Mzansi Icons, which was really, really awesome and has been great to have been a part of, where I got to interview numerous different iconic South Africans and learnt a lot from their journeys and really had great reviews on that with the audience, which I just loved because we got to have really intimate conversations with a lot of South African greats. And and then in from the kind of travel side, been doing some great brand work that found me at the UEFA Champions League, and I just got back from Scotland the other day, and was in Italy as well for a cool partnership there where I've just started with Paul and Shock as their ambassador. And I'm in a place right now where things are just like moving, and I'm just really excited. And also the business side, just launched the BNPL called Happy Pay, a buy now pay later, which I'm excited for. You know, great a payment platform that allows people to be able to,
manage their cash flow essentially and be able to budget for what they want, and we help them with that budget, and they're able to acquire certain things they might want to over e-commerce, and then, you know, pay back over 2 months, and it's interest free, and we all about helping that cash flow run smoothly and never about indebting people. And it's really become something that people love, and we've loved the branding, and it's fun, and it targets the millennials, and it's something where it's really just for us, by us, and it's just a really, really fun space to be in right now too.
Man, I love hanging out with you because there's always so much on the go.
Yeah, but the first thing that Map said when he walked into the studio was, why is it not on the open, the TV? Because you're a big golfer, right? You're still quite into golf.
Yes. I'm still love my golf. Still passionate about golf quite a bit. And it's the open. It's the open. You can't not be watching the open right now.
We are.
And now the TV's on. The TV is on, and it's on the open. But yeah, I try to get my golf in whenever I can, and it's obviously not the best season to do so. But if you play in these conditions right now in SA, then you're probably playing in similar conditions that they're playing in the open. So,
absolutely. I was looking at the leaderboard yesterday. Okay, his name's not there today, sadly.
Yes, Christo Lamprecht.
Can you imagine after day one seeing your name at the top of the open leaderboard? It must be beyond dream come true stuff.
I mean, that's probably just enough for him to do, because that's a massive feat. I mean, to take the lead as an amateur. He's the amateur there as well. He's not even a pro yet, right? And he's kind of taken the world by storm. He's announced himself. I was saying yesterday, there's probably no better way to announce yourself. You don't have to win. Mm. There's no better way to announce yourself. This is who I am. And he's 6'8". You know, he's huge, and he's just has incredible flexibility and mobility, and he's a South African that stormed on the scene the same way the last year's amateur winner, who was Aldrich Burkhiter, did as well. And it's the future's looking really bright for local golf.
I was going to say, I can't think of another activity in any field anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
Where the difference between the way we use the word amateur and the skill level of the people who are amateurs could be any wider.
No, absolutely. You know,
an amateur golfer at the Open is like the best golfer I've ever seen.
Yeah. No, they're unbelievable. And I think that's a whole thing around. I was looking at something the other day where you had Steph Curry. I'm sure you saw everything that was happening around Steph Curry, where he ended up winning the ACC championship last week, where they play a slightly easier setup and everything. And he got that hole in one, and he had enough BMT to make sure that he got this clutch win, and everyone was like, you know, he could easily go pro after his basketball career. And, you know, everyone who was a pro was like, oh, good luck with that, because it's a whole nother level when you play a tournament, you know, kind of PGA Tour setup tournament, or, you know, even Sunshine Tour, like where they put the tees and how tight they make the pin positions and everything. And it's really just another level. These guys are seriously good. And that was an amazing approach there by Jason Day. it's something that is also just so great, because you'll never master it, but geez, you can get so good at it. But I think what's exciting is that you, no matter how good you get, you can never quite completely master the sport.
Can I ask a question of everyone sitting in this room? People who are good at golf, right? You are hyper focused on one thing. This is your thing. Both of you sitting here, and I'm privileged, let me tell you, listening to this, I'm privileged to sit in the room with these two people who are both incredibly multi-talented, but more importantly, interested in a lot of things. Do you ever find it hard to like prioritize the things I care about and how you want to tackle work or social or your own improvement or anything like that? Like, how do you prioritize what you care about? Because you love business stuff. I know you do.
Yes, absolutely.
But you also love acting and music and entertainment and all of, like, how do you pick and choose?
Oof, that's a really, really good question. I think it's about those things that drive me and how I can make them all work together. So with everything I do, my whole mission has always been, because of all my interests, because of all the things that I find myself involved in, even when it comes to just entertainment alone, there's still a lot of categories. You know, it's not just a TV presenter, it's not just actors, not just, how do you create an ecosystem where they can all complement each other?
Yeah.
And so I've always tried to find ways in which those can be complementary to each other, so that it's less a complete parting or diversion from that thing, and more something that is going to make that thing better, if that makes sense. So
if I'm, you know, if we think about how, if I just focus on the entertainment side, that TV presenting can probably make you better on stage and emceeing and hosting, and you can learn quite a bit of that, and then probably, you know, if you get into acting, you learn quite a bit of that, and you can be able to get behind the scenes and play different sides of it because you've seen different sides of it. And once you get introduced to different kinds of people and you want to apply yourself in different things you're interested in, you can probably go into certain aspects of business too, and and know how to deal with people and bring that, use the your entertainment side that you've learned to make that a little bit more interesting as well when it comes to a business. And I just, it's just something where you're driven by your love and your passion. One of my two of my biggest passions are youth and education, and I didn't mention right now, but one of my biggest goals this year is to write a children's book.
Aww.
And it's like bringing in all of that and bringing in your life experiences and wanting to write a children's book that I know, by the way, is going to pull heartstrings at you, because you and I have gone through a lot of the same thing around something. And it's a beautiful way to be able to still... You always want to just be able to leave your mark on whatever you do. Otherwise, why are you even bothering with it?
Fair.
Mups does a lot of things and it's just you being you. But you don't always realize that people see what you do and they feel inspired.
I had the privilege of meeting Mups, and what a gentleman, a true go-getter. He used to be our brand ambassador for one of our fragrances, Europe. And what a great honor and privilege it was to meet him. And yeah, great guy, eh? Mups, you rock, brother.
Jeez, thank you.
You're just
thank
out here so being you, but you're actually blazing a trail for people to go, I see myself in what that guy can accomplish, and if I can only do a small bit of what he's doing, I'm actually on the right track.
So what makes that honestly really so special was that I was the ambassador for this brand 10 years ago, maybe 11, and it was my first like big brand I was an ambassador for, and you know, wet behind the ears, excited, and just like trying to just make sure that I you know, I'm worthy as much as possible for them, and make sure that they don't regret having, you know, chosen me. And I had such a great experience with everyone involved, and I just had so much fun with it. And it's nice to know that, you know, even till this day, that someone who was there in that period still feels the same. So I really appreciate that.
You know what it is that I appreciate is that you spend time around this industry and media and, you know, famous people in air quotes. And often at the beginning, people are very happy to hustle to get where they want to be.
Yeah.
And then you meet a lot of people, and I've met a lot of people, and many of them get to the point where it's like, well, now I'm so big that it's just a pleasure. You should be grateful to have me here.
Mm.
You know, especially when it comes to work for clients and so on. And like, you're the opposite of that guy. You want to deliver value. You want to make sure that people are getting their money's worth. You want to do the best job you possibly can at everything you're doing, and you're doing a million things.
100%, because if any of that ball, or any of those balls ever drop, then I know that that is all a facade to have ever felt like you have arrived. And there's always someone who's going to be bigger, better, stronger. You know how it is. And if you're not always keeping a really high standard and showing your value and your worth, and respecting people along the way and reminding them why they chose you and why they should keep working with you and why you have managed to work the way you have to get to where you are and leave them with a smile and really a good feeling, then I think you're definitely playing yourself. I think for me it's important to always do that, but also be kind along the way, because you can never feel like you'll be there forever. And someone can just come and knock you off immediately if you ever get ahead of yourself in that regard. And I'm just lucky that I think I've had the most fun being myself as much as possible, because I find that everyone gets into that trap when they forget who they are and they start to lose themselves. And it's a lot of work to have to be yourself enough in this industry. It's even more work to have to try to be someone else.
Yo, what a gem to leave us on. Mups, it's been so amazing having you in the studio with Rob and Roz on The Drive. We are looking forward to watching you every Sunday afternoon, 5 p.m. ETV, The Perfect Picture. And you're always welcome back here, man.
Thank you so much. Really, really love being on the show. And can't wait to be back on. Hope everyone enjoys The Perfect Picture. And Rob, I'd love to know what you think.
I will keep you posted, my friend. We'll drop you a line on the socials. Where can we find you there, by the way?
At M Mapunyani on Instagram, and then on everything else, it's at Mups Mapunyani.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.